Most societies imagine a mythic age of creation. Once upon a time, the story goes, the world was different. Fish and birds could talk. Animals could turn into humans and humans into animals. It was possible, in such a time, for things to come into being that were entirely new, in a way that cannot really happen anymore. Fire, or cooking, or the institution of marriage, or the keeping of pets. In these lesser days, we are reduced to endlessly repeating the great gestures of that time, lighting our own particular fires, arranging our own particular marriages, feeding our particular pets, without ever being able to change the world in quite the same way. In some ways, accounts of human origins play a similar role for us today as myth did for ancient Greeks or Polynesians, or the Dreamtime for Indigenous Australians. This is not to cast aspersions on the scientific rigor or value of these accounts. It is simply to observe that the two fulfill somewhat similar functions. If we think on a scale of, say, the last 3 million years, there actually was an age in which the lines between what we today think of as human and animal were still indistinct, and when someone, after all, did have to light a fire, cook a meal, or perform a marriage ceremony for the first time. We know these things happened. Still, we really don't know how. It is very difficult to resist the temptation to make up stories about what might have happened, stories which necessarily reflect our own fears, desires, obsessions, and concerns. As a result, such distant times can become a vast canvas for the working out of our collective fantasies. This canvas of human prehistory is distinctively modern. The renowned theorist of culture, W.J.T. Mitchell, once remarked that dinosaurs are the quintessential modernist animal, since in Shakespeare's time, no one knew such creatures had ever existed. In a similar way, until quite recently, most Christians assumed anything worth knowing about early humans could be found in the book of Genesis. Up until the early years of the 19th century, men of letters, scientists included, still largely assumed that the universe did not even exist prior to late October 4004 BC, and that all humans spoke the same language, Hebrew, until the dispersal of humanity after the fall of the Tower of Babel 16 centuries later. At that time, there was, as yet, no prehistory. There was only history, even if some of that history was wildly wrong. The term prehistory only came into common use after the discoveries at Brixham Cave in Devon in 1858, when stone axes, which could only have been fashioned by humans, were found alongside remains of cave bear, woolly rhinoceros, and other extinct species, all together under a sealed casing of rock. This and subsequent archaeological findings sparked a complete rethinking of existing evidence. Suddenly, the bottom dropped out of human history.